We're holding Daf Ayin Vav Omid Beis, the Mishnah on the top. Hamotzi Oichlim Krigoy Geres. If someone takes out food on Shabbos the size of a fig, Chayev, that's the shear. As a matter of fact, state in Gemara in Sukkah that the shear of Gregeris is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai when it comes to Oichlim. Gregeris is the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, the shear that Chayev and Oitzah. Umitztarfim Zehem Zeh. Since they're all gregeris, all food items, so they mitztarf one another. The Gemara Nomad Aleph said, when it comes to different animal foods, so he said there's different shiurim, there's a Eitzah and there's Teven, so they're not mitztarf. There's a whole chiddush, Chomer Makal is mitztarf, but over here, it's all the same shiur, so they're all mitztarf, all food items. B'bnei sheshov b'shurein, chutz mikliposon v'gaginein. The shells and the pits are not mitztarf to the shiur gregeris. You have to have besides the pits and the shells, the uktzein and the thorns, the subon, umurson. Subon and umurson are the different parts of the bran that you'd sift away. One of them is that goes off in the first stage, the second one goes off in the sifting stage. These are the brands that are removed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, chutz miklipei adoshin, shemizbashe simoyen. All types of klipois, atakanak, a chelik, they're not part and parcel of the shear gregeris. Mashenka, when it comes to lentils, tadoshim, since they're misbashel, they eat and they cook together with the food item, and they eat and taka with it, so mainly they're part of the cheshben, they're part of the shear, so mainly they're mitztarf to the shear gregeris. Now, there is a svara brought down in the Rishonim, the Rishbam and Baba Basha says, that the reason why you need a shear gregarious is because of melech machsheves. That means that's what makes it choshev. Melech machsheves and shavas means it has to be machshev something in order to be chayv and oitzah. And that's a shear of gregarious. The question is, how does that coincide with halachal moish misinai? So the Achronim Mutchen, they say that halachal moish misinai is megala the shear of the chshivas. The shear, the avaritz halachal moish misinai. But there's a din of melech machsheves too. And the shear of the chshivas, the halacha of Moshe Sinai is megala that it's a shear of gregeris. You have to coincide the two dinim. We'll see in the next parak when it comes to mashkin over there. It's for sure a din of its svara. It's a melech machshavas the din. We'll see. That's why we see it changes. Every type of liquid is a different shear. Masha enkein over here. It's one common shear gregeris. So it's halacha of Moshe Sinai dik. Zog the Gemara, v'suba numuson lo mitztarfin. Bran is not mitztarf to the etzem Michael. V'otnan chamish or revoim kemach va'oid. When it comes to the shear chala, chayovim bechala, the shear is chamish revoim kemach. And what's included in the shear of chamish revoim kemach? Hein v'suban umursanon. That means clearly black and white that the bran is included in the shear to mechayvin chala. So why, when it comes to itzah on Shabbos, we say except for the bran? And when it comes to the shear of chala, we say the suban and the mursan are included. There's a fundamental difference. When it comes to chala, an oni, like we had before in the Gemara, an oni eats the bread, even whole wheat, because he can't afford to separate the bran. This behind where whole wheat is choshev. An oni eats even with the isa belusa. He eats it even with the suban and mursanon. So when it comes to the din of chala, you don't look at the average person. You look at the oni too. Every person is included. The gabi dechi of chala, moitzi lechem in the oretz includes everyone. Some emela, who are then you count for the shir chala, the suban and musanon. Masha'enken Shabbos, zok the Ritva, you look at the odem beinani. A regular person does not include the bran when it comes to a shear or to the oichel of chala, to the oichel of lechem. He takes away the bran, he separates it. So mele gabe hoitzo, it's taka not mitztarif. Mashakan gabe chala, it's taka mitztarif. So drashi, plus the muravis besubno vamursano, hilkach lechem oretz kinebe. It's called lechem oretz. Anything is included in lechem oretz, even what the aniyim eat. It's a din of melech machsheves. V'stamayu dahani lav oichel ninu. And stom, it's not called oichel, because most people, average people, like the Ritva says, onem beini, does not have it included. He separates it. Reb Yudai mechutz meklipi adoshim amizbash simoyen. The klipois, the shells of lentils, are included in the shear goy gages. Zakti Gemara, adoshim in pulin loy. Adoshim, the shells are included, but the pulin are not included. Votanya, Reb Yuda, Oimer, Chutz me klipe pulin are beans. So, when it comes to the adoshim, the lentils, you include them. When it comes to the pulin, you don't include the klipos. Zok the Mogav, Votanya, Reb Yuda, Oimer, Chutz me klipe pulin ve adoshim, that the pulin are also included, not just adoshim, not just lentils. When it comes to the shear gregarious, come on, like Kasha, hobechadati, hobatiki. Depends if they are old or new. What's the difference? I tika my time aloy. Why by old pulling are they not included? If you're going to count the shells by old ones, they look like black dots, and it looks like you're cooking bugs inside your ka'ora, zvuvin, flies. So mele because they're black. Because they're black, because of the color, so by charetin, it doesn't have that appearance. By a tikkun, it does. So mele, they're not included, because people don't want to cook with something which looks like a zvuvin bekara. So mele, over here, they're mitzdarif, by charetin, and by a tikkun, they're not. Hadan aloch klal godl, hadan aloch klal godl, hadan aloch klal godl. Zog the Mishnah. Hamoitzi yayin kedem izigas hakois. If someone is moitzi yayin, takes out on Shabbos yayin, zok drashi yayin chai. That means without any diluted water, yayin at all. Kedem mezigas hakois, the amount of yayin that you chayev on hoitzah is the amount that a person uses to be moizik the kois. We'll see soon in the Gemara. It's shloishes chalokim of mayim and one reva of yayin. That means roiva revias is the fourth. Is the amount that a person is machshev yayin, yayin chai, that is chayiv on it for itso. Midirai, we're talking about. Bichai bichatos. Cholov kedei gmiya. So we see by liquids, it depends. By liquids, it's a melech machshevis de gedin. It's not a loch lamesh misina of a gargaris, like we learned in the last Mishnah, of the just now. Novos, it depends on different liquids. Yayin is kedei meziga, and cholov is the amount that it takes to be goymeya, to swallow. Now, swallowing, we know in Yom Kippur, is mali lugmav depends on every person. Oik malach boshem, his lugmav are much bigger. So the gemiyah is also bigger. So what's the kedei gemiyah? Shteitin Ramban. Again, odam beinini. Average person, his gemiyah. Dvash, when it comes to honey, kedei litin ala kosis. When a person has a wound, Rashi says that the backs of the horses and the donkeys when they put on the saddle, so it causes a scar. They get a wound. So in order to heal that wound, you take a little honey, a piece of honig, and you put it on top of the gab of the sus. That's the shear that your machshiv, the gabi hoitzah that you chayev on. And the chiddush in Dvashi is going to be showing him that you look at it as a merape, not as a meichel. Otherwise it would be a shear gregaris of a dried fig. Now, avada is a din of chatzis shear osim la Torah, we know. So even less than the shear, you would be chayev. It's also. But agoponim, that's legabe din issa. But legabe, we're discussing now in the Mishnah, legabe de chiev chatos. So legabe that, there are different shiurim, very specific shiurim. That's if you learn that chatzis shear is taka osim la Torah. Not just by Suri Achila. We had a Rashi earlier that it's like Shabbos also. So, Kalponim, we have Yain is Mezigas HaKois, Cholav is Kedei Gemiya, Dvash is Kedei Litna Lakosis. Every liquid is different. Shemen, oil is Kedei Losuch Eva Cotton. In order to anoint a small Eva. Small Eva, you need to anoint yourself, that's enough of Shemen. Mayim, Kedei Loshu Benes Akilor. How much a person needs to mix together with a medicine. When you make medicine, you add a little water, a bissel wasser, that's enough that you chayiv, that you machshiv, so that mele you chayiv in the hoitzah. V'sha'a kol ha-mashkin, any other liquids that are not mentioned in the Mishnah. So what's the shear? B'revias. That means the minimal shear is a revias. Revias is the standard shear, that is what you are chayiv on. Like I said, doesn't mean you're not, it's not also chatzi shear. But avada, the din chiyiv chatas is only by revias.
What about the other shear?
All the other liquids that we mentioned in the Mishnah, they have their own specific shear. But the ones that are not mentioned, so then the shear is a revius. We don't say less than revius. The other shear are less than revius. The mizikas akoyis is roiv a revius. The gemir is less than a revius. And all these other things, a little shemen, k'dei losuch, a little mayim, k'dei loshuf, that's all less than revius. On the mashkim, so the minimal is revius. Zog the mishnah vayitav chol ha-shoifchin. What about all other putrid liquids? You have dirty water, you have dish water, you have other shoifchin that you throw out. So that's also b'shir revius. For some reason, you machshiv it. That also has a certain chshivus. Legabi revius. Reb Shimon oimer kulam b'revius. Reb Shimon argues on the Tanakam in the Mishnah. He says, no, every liquid is b'revius. Yain is also b'revius. Cholav is also b'revius. V'loi ne'amru kol ha-shirun ha-lolu ela l'matzni'ehen. He's saying that what it says in the Mishnah, the different shiurim, k'dei gemiya, k'dei mizikas hakoyis, that's specifically for the matzniya, for the person that's matzniya, and he puts away, and he puts aside. And he himself, that person, is matzniyan. For him, he's taka chayiv on less than revius. He's chayiv k'dei losuch, if he put away shemen k'dei losuch. He's chayiv k'dei gemiya, if he put away cholah for that. And that's Reb Shimon, like we had before in the Gemara. We said the previous Mishnah, the two Mishnahs before in the end of Kal Godel, over there it said, lafuke de Reb Shimon. Meaning, because over there it said that the masis and loik Reb Shimon, that the shiurim ala matzniyayin. And here we see clearly in the Mishnah in Oit Klal Godel earlier in the Ein Hamud Beis that means anyone that takes it out, matzniyin kamoyu, doesn't make a difference if you're a matzniya or not. It's what people usually are matzniya, even for Ashirim, even though they're not matzniya. Reb Shimon says, no, kol Ashirim ala matzniyayin. Over here also, this Reb Shimon then argues and he says that the stoma de matznisin is specifically for that person. In addition, Rashi says that the Pshimon himself that says the shiurim of the Mishnah are dafkala matzniyein and not for someone else, but even that person, it's only this specific shiur, less than that, not. So Rashi, ubotzim ha'ishiur lo'im chayev, less than that, even according to the matzniyein, you will not be chayev. Atoysa Bavorns, even though we're saying in the Mishnah that cholov, the shiur hoitzah, is kedei gmiya, but in Gemara HaMatzniyah says that cholev, if someone milks a cow on Shabbos, so then the shear that you chayv for chaliva is mefarek, but the shear is krugoygeris, the shear is a dried fig. And you're not mechalik between oichel, because moitzi oichlin is krugoygeris, so zoktesis huodin choylev oichlin would also be the same shear of goygeris. Meaning even though cholov is kdeg mia, but oichlin is krugoygeris, so melu huadin other melocha shabbos krugoygeris. Toysa brings the yesh meforshim, and zosh tein Ramban also, that vibalt, k'dei gmiya is larger than gregeres. So when it comes to chaliva, which is a tircha, you're not matrich yourself unless it's a larger shear. So it's dafka k'dei gmiya. And not the smaller shear of gregeres. So it comes out in nafkamina, big machloikas, is the shear chaliva gregeres, the smaller shear, or is it k'dei gmiya, the larger shear? Zog de gemara tona k'dei mizigas kois yofa. The shear mizigas, the shear of kois yofa. Is mizigas kois yofa? Not any cup, it's a kois yofa. Zog de gemara, my kois yofa, what does it mean, kois yofa? So the Gemara Koshel Brocha. So Rashi Birchas Hamazon Shetzricham Liyapoisoi Birchas Hamazon. You have to miyapet the kois by making a brocha. While you making the brocha, Birchas Hamazon, you making hagofen. Can I mean the brochas? What are the tnoim of kois Koshel Brocha? Itur, you surrounded v'ituf hadocha shtifa chai umolei. So Mela, since a Koshel Brocha is. I should leave that the word. Oh, so Hakabonim, since the Kosha Bracha is what's required, the different Tanoim, so that type of Kois is what we're talking about, Kedem Mizigas Kois. Zog the Gemara, Om Rav Nachman, Om Rav Ravua, Kosha Bracha, Tzorich Sheboi Roiva Revius. So what's the Shear of Mizigga? A Kosha Bracha has to have a Roiva Revius, a quarter of a Revius of Yayin, so you mamzig it. When you dilute it with water, it's three-fourth water, pure wine. It's three chalokim of mayim, one chalok of yayin. So when you put it together, you combine three-fourth water and one-fourth wine. So it's a revius. We're talking about revius alug. So mamela, three-fourth of revius is mayim, one-fourth is yayin. And that is the shear that yichayv anoitzo, k'dei mizigas hakois, the amount of a quarter of yayin.
Is that a regular kos? Is it different than a
It's a shiur of gavias. The kois. Oh, why is it different than
regular? What?
Because the din of mezigas hakois is said by kois shel bracha. When you stam want to drink wine, you don't have to be moizig wine. You don't have to. The din of gavias of being moizig yayin is by kois shel bracha. So when we say the mezigas hakois of a kois yofa, it means of a kois shel bracha. That's what you're moizig, and that's the shiur. The mashir mezigah, maybe regular wine you drink, stam, you're also moizig, but lav dafka with the amount of 3/4 and 1/4. The amount of 1/4 of revius versus 3/4 of mayim of revius is dafka by koshel brocha. The poiskim said that bezmanezeh, that the ayin is nechlash, it's weaker, so it's a different shiur. Now, toys right away by vorns, in the mamasak deshi shim zigeno, is mashma the koshel brocha ton mezigah. Koshel brocha needs mezigah. You have to wash it from the inside from the outside. It has to be pure wine, meaning without any water diluted. So it's mamash astira. Here we're saying one of the tnoim because bracha is chai, and here we're saying kdei shim zigano chai umole al chai beinon. Umiu zaktais is hosapish bekundas the loishi chai kshem avorchen olaf. Chai doesn't mean that it's chai when you make the actual bracha when you drink it. Ela the noistam chai bekois. You put it into the kois initially when it's chai without being diluted. Shem avorchen boy. The kois shem avorch, you place it in chai. Lafuke, it come to exclude shaloyim zigeno vitnana bekois. Don't be moizig it first somewhere else in the kitchen and then put it into the kois. Because the bracha, that is the word in chai. Chai means it goes into the cup chai. For Rabbi Tama Farish, the chai to komar hainu mozik v'le mozik. Chai doesn't mean purely pure wine without being mozik at all. The miki chai, the meaning mozik v'le mozik is called chai. That is called chai. Doesn't mean pure in ganzen without any mezigah. Mozik v'le mozik is called chai. Karamin v'fek ben tzera. Atchi yoichal tatima bosa v'yishti yayin chai. That's talking about a ben tzera. U'mikul hosim v'mozik v'le mozik. When do you add the water? If you initially put it in pure, when do you add the water? Zoktosis. Ube birchas ha'oretz moisim mayim atchem mozuk. By birchas ha'oretz, that's when you add the water that it should be the shear of mozuk, of 3/4 of revius mayim. Kaminim fekshlo shachlu. Shemoisim bebirchas ha'oretz. Feloik moishbirsham bekuntres. Shemoisim yayin bebirchas ha'oretz. He does the opposite. He says, Yemoisim, Rashi says over there, in brochas, Yemoisim the yayin bebirchas ha'oretz. The chai is not going on the wine itself, that the wine has to be chai. The chai we see over here, it's kosh bracha is mozuk. Chai is going on the kois, meaning shetzorich shiyei sholem. It should be a cup that doesn't have any pegimus in it, a complete cup. So that's like a chai. For osi shapir, chalois and dvorim, the chosh of osim, have a kula bekois. So here it now makes sense. All the asorah dvorim that I mentioned are in the cup itself. The cup has to be shotuf. The cup has to be mole. The cup has to be chai. Lafuki, that is pogum. But that going in the wine. Velo biyain. Uchagar vefer kam de makas, risik tes de molim ve'echet chai, de hainu sholem. So we see chai min sholem. Tafilu meis chosh beri kalamin vizemidash. So we see al kaponim, this svara of chai going on the kois, and not going on the yayin. Tois in the next divar maskil bavorns the gemara says v'yamed al revius that the kosher bracha needs a revius. Frak tois the gemara in psachim says that the mekadesh is only yotze if he drinks mole lugmov, and mole lugmov is more than a revius. So if it's more than a revius, how could the shear be a revius if you have to drink more than what the shear is? Zok tois is two terutzim. One terutz says the mole lugmov the hosam lav dafka. It doesn't mean have to drink a malugmov. It looks like a malugmov, but really it's just one cheekful that looks like malugmov, but really revius is sufficient, which is a little less than malugmov. And the second teretz of Tosis is a Tosis, v'oydesh loymar, the dafka mekadesh. That means, koishal bracha be'etzem, revius is enough, and revius is less than malugmov. When it comes to kiddush, over there the mekadesh has to drink malugmov for you to be yoytze kiddush. You don't have to drink, but the Mekadesh has to drink Mala Lugmov. So in Kiddush is a din of Mala Lugmov. In Koshel Bracha, Revius is taka enough. And some Achonim want to say, that would be enough Kamina, like Abi Dalat Koisis. Dalat Koisis, if mitzad the Kiddush boy, the first cup is Kiddush, so they would need Mala Lugmov. But Dalat Koisis alone, be'etzim Revius is enough. That's Mehilchas Koshel Bracha. Koshel Bracha, Revius is enough. Kiddush is a bezunder din that you need Mala Lugmov. We'll stop over here, the bottom of the Amid, Omar Rover.